From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Vladimir Putin canceled a planned visit to Paris, according to the Kremlin Tuesday, after French President François Hollande accused Syrian troops of committing a war crime in Aleppo with Russia's support. The president has decided to cancel his visit. That's according to a Kremlin spokesman, referring to the long-planned trip to Paris set for October 19th. The announcement comes a day after the French foreign minister called on the International Criminal Court to investigate Russia for possible war crimes in Syria. Meanwhile, in an address to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe today, French President François Hollande said he was ready at any time to meet with President Putin.
C'est la raison pour laquelle je considère que
Hollande insists on having a firm and open dialogue with Putin. He says, it's why I believe dialogue is necessary with Russia. Otherwise, it doesn't have its place. Otherwise, it's a sham. Therefore, I'm ready at any time to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But if we have the possibility to achieve peace in Syria, to make bombing stop and to declare a truce. Samsung Tuesday decided to halt total production of its troubled Galaxy 7 Note smartphone, citing continued safety concerns over the device exploding. According to a written statement, the company said, we recently readjusted the production volume for thorough investigation and quality control. A massive oil glut may weigh on world markets deep into next year unless OPEC makes good on its promise to cut output, according to the International Energy Agency Tuesday. Oil prices recovered steadily since OPEC said last month that it would reduce production. This is VOA News. Pakistan's government has imposed a travel ban on a leading journalist after he sparked an uproar by reporting that civilian officials had clashed with the military over its covert support for militants. Sira Almeida is an assistant editor at The Dawn. He announced early Tuesday that he'd been placed on the exit control list. In a report published Friday, it prompted threats on social media and was denied three times by the office of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. In his report, Almeida said leading civilian officials had warned the powerful army to renounce covert support for proxy fighters such as the Haqqani network. Turkey is ready to receive an offer from Russia in a long-running multi-billion dollar tender for an air defense system, according to Turkish media reports Tuesday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin vowed at a meeting Monday in Istanbul to tighten cooperation in all areas, including the military technical sphere. Meanwhile, Monday, Russia and Turkey signed agreements to build gas pipelines from Russia that will supply natural gas to both Turkey and Western Europe. That's Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He said in Istanbul that the agreements represent a normalization of bilateral ties. The project was frozen after Turkish jets shot down a Russian warplane operating from a Syrian airbase last November. The South African finance minister, Pravin Gordhan, will be prosecuted for fraud over alleged misconduct when he was head of the South African Revenue Service, according to officials Tuesday. It's a move set to shake the country's fragile economy. The body of a fetus was found in a toilet in a plane after it arrived in Indonesia from Doha. According to police, they're waiting to question a female passenger, according to officials Tuesday. The discovery was made late Sunday by cleaners as they moved through the Qatar's Airway flight after its arrival at the main international airport serving Jakarta. Israeli authorities have banned Palestinians from entering the country from the occupied West Bank or the Gaza Strip ahead of the Jewish Yom Kippur holiday that begins Tuesday evening, according to the army. Israeli security forces are on high alert following a Palestinian gun attack in Jerusalem on Sunday that killed two people. The Colombian government and the country's second largest rebel group, the ELN, announced Monday they will launch negotiations in Ecuador later this month. The talks with the National Liberation Army come despite the narrow defeat of a peace deal with the FARC in a popular referendum. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.